സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം
പേജ് 123 12th chapter, 3rd shloka.
ദശമസ്യ നവാത്മത്വം പ്രതിപത്തിവദാത്മനഃ ദൃശ്യേഷു തദ്വദേവായം മൂഢോ ലോകോ ന ചാന്യഥ.
In this Prakasha Prakaranam, Shankaracharya talking about seer number 1 and seer number 2. Seer means drashta, the one who is the experiencer of this external world or any object. സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം ഈസ് സിയർ നമ്പർ 1, ക്യാപിറ്റൽ എസ് യു ഹാവ് ടു റൈറ്റ്. സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം, ദ വിറ്റ്നസ് കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് ഈസ് ദ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസർ, ഇല്യൂമിനേറ്റർ ഓഫ് ഓൾ ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ് ഇൻ ദ വേൾഡ്. യു ഹാവ് ടു പുട്ട് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസർ ആർ ഇല്യൂമിനേറ്റർ മീൻസ് not directly illuminator of the entire universe indirectly. Question will come, then who is the direct illuminator? Direct illuminator is ahankara, drashta number 2 or seer number 2. Who is this drashta seer number 2 ahankara? Who is this ahankara? Ahankara is nothing but mind associated with consciousness. Consciousness associated mind gets the name ahankara. Consciousness associated mind gets the name ahankara. That ahankara directly illumines the world with the help of seer number 1. Seer number 1 Sakshi Chaitanyam is original drashta, experiencer through the ahankara seer number 2. Why ahankara has got the name seer? Through ahankara only we experience the world object, including your own body mind complex. This ahankara is known as drashtabhasam or abhasa drashta. Abhasa drashta means false seer, not real original seer, but temporarily in jagratavastha, in swapnavastha, this ahankara gets the status of drashta. Vivichara swarupam it has got. In sleep, ahankara is not there, therefore it cannot play the drashta role. That is why vivichara swarupam. Just as you change the clothes, vivichara swarupatvat ദ്രഷ്ടാഭാസം അല്ല ആഭാസ ദ്രഷ്ട ഇസ് അനിത്യം. അനിത്യം വ നവ അനിത്യമേവ, ബിക്കോസ് ഇൻ സുഷുപ്തി അവസ്ഥ ദിസ് ആഭാസ ദ്രഷ്ട അഹങ്കാര ഇസ് നോട്ട് ദർ, നോട്ട് സീയിങ് എനിത്തിങ്, നോട്ട് നോയിങ് എനിത്തിങ്, നോട്ട് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസിങ് എനിത്തിങ്. ദിസ് സീയർ നമ്പർ 2 അഹങ്കാര ദ്രഷ്ട. ദർഫോർ വെൻ എവർ വി സേ ഐ ആം ഇൻ ദാറ്റ്, drashta number 1 is also there, drashta number 2 is also there. Just parallelly going panchadashi class, no? panchadashi also we are parallel analyzing this. So drashta number 1 sakshi chaitanyam, drashta number 2 ahankara, put together I am. May you understand this, you are a composite entity. I is equal to a mixture, a composite entity. Having understood this composite entity is my nature. In that composite there are two factors, not factories. There are two factors or two components. One is original drashta, sakshi chaitanyam, OC. Another is ahankara, abhasa drashta, mind associated with consciousness. That both are there. So what? So what? You have to claim you are original seer, drashta number 1. You are not ahankara, which is seer number 2. That is drishyadrik. What is another name Acharya gave here? Drishyadrik. It is not only a drik, it is drishyam also. From the standpoint of sakshi chaitanyam, ahankara is drishyam. Very very interesting topic in Vedanta. Ahankara is an object of experience to sakshi chaitanyam, drishyam. From the world standpoint, this ahankara is drik. Since this is having two statuses, drishyam status also from the standpoint of sakshi, drik status also from the standpoint of world, therefore it can be called as, it means what? Ahankara can be called as drishya drik. Drishyam to sakshi chaitanyam, drik from the standpoint of the world, drishya drik. World is ever drishyam, body is ever drishyam, but atma sakshi chaitanyam is never drishyam. It is never is an object of experience. Ever the subject, world is ever the object, never the subject. Sakshi chaitanyam is ever the subject, never the object. Means what? Ever the drik, never the drishyam. Similarly, world is ever the drishyam. Ever it is an object of experience only. It is never the drashta or the subject. It is never the drik. So, three we have got now. Two to three we have gone now. First what we saw? Drik number 1. Sakshi chaitanyam. Ever the drashta, the subject, then ahankara, drishya drik, drashta abhasa or abhasa drashta, drik also, drishyam also, the drishya drik. It is playing the subject role from the standpoint of the world, it is playing the object role from the standpoint of sakshi chaitanyam. So drishya drik, subject object. World is ever the object, never the subject, therefore ever the drishyam. Now we have got into the subject. Now we can go to that. What Acharya want to say, your real nature is sakshi chaitanyam, drashta number 1. You are not belong to this ahankara at all. Aham karta, aham bhokta, aham pati, pita, mata, bharta, bharya, all these are brother, sister, all these roles are belong to the ahankara. Ahankara is abhasa drashta. Abhasa means unreal. Unreal means not real. Mithya. So, abhasa drashta possessing our relations are real? Can they be real? The problems caused by those relations because of abhasa drashta also not real. Therefore, don't cry. And that, what is bottom line? May you not have sorrow. there is no necessity of having sorrow. Emotional problems all comes in ahankara, false ahankara, but they appear real because I identify myself with fake I, avasa drashta, because in I it is also there, two are there. Instead of identifying the original note, I am identifying with the fake note. So fake note, if you identify, problem, ban will come at any time. So ahankara is like a fake note, I told you in the last class. Therefore, may you enjoy the ahankara, enjoy the world, enjoy, make use of the world, make use of ahankara, relations and all. But never rely upon those ahankara related relations. Ahankara associated relations, family members, never rely upon them for your peace, happiness, security. That's all Shastra want to say. May you enjoy, have a galata time. Ahankara, son, daughter, wife, husband, family, all everything. Khavo, pivo, maja karo, an ahankara. But remember, at the back of your mind, these are all temporary, ephemeral. They can never give happiness. They can never give security. At any time, anything can happen, like for our 500 notes, 1000 rupee notes. Last year, December 2nd, what happened? Well, floods. This year, no water, drought. Anything can happen at any time, at outside surroundings, to the body or to the family members, fluctuating, they are all conditioned, they are all unpredictable. Shastra wants that only. May you understand what is real, what is unreal. Understanding the unreal as unreal, make use of it, you are intelligent person. Make use of the unreal by knowing it as unreal, and you can be in that, but without any attachment. How the Shastra wants us? May you own up, claim your Sakshi Chaitanyam. Never forget, never miss. You are the Sakshi Chaitanyam, original Drashta, like the 10th man. Look into the shloka. Atmanaha, Dashamasya Atmanaha. The 10th person, 10th man, come to conclusion, Navatmatva Pratipattihi. He has come to conclusion, we are all 9 alone. Navatmatva Pratipattihi means we are all 9. That is the wrong conclusion. Because of that wrong conclusion, he started crying for 10th man. Who is crying for 10th man? 10th man only crying. 10th man crying for 10th man. Because of what? Because of ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of 10th man. Every story. 10th man is crying for 10th man because of the ignorance of 10th man. 10th man is crying for the 10th man because of the ignorance of 10th man. So 10th man has to stop crying. When can he stop? When he knows he is a 10th man. 10th man, Dashamaha, is not missing. Aham Dashamaha Asmi. That knowledge comes, his sorrow will go away. He need not cry. He need not hit his head. Similarly, so 10th man sorrow is because of 10th man ignorance. Ignorance about 10th man. So 10th man has to know he is 10th man. Similarly, the individual sorrow also is because of not knowing I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Who is enlivening this entire Drishya Prapancha? Identifying with the ahankara, losing sight of that சாட்சி சைதன்யம் திரஷ்டா நம்பர் ஒன், சீயர் நம்பர் ஒன், நாட் நோயிங், நாட் கிளைமிங் அண்ட் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் அண்ட் கிரையிங் அண்ட் சேயிங் வாட் பிராரப்தா, ஐ ஹாவ் பேட் பீரியட், ஐ ஹாவ் எனி நாட் சனி, ஐ ஹாவ் திஸ் தோஷா தட் தோஷா, I have to do lot of prayasitta karma. All these are because of this sorrow, this limitation, this dukkha is because of identifying, coming conclusion to that I am ahankara, I am related to these family members, these are all problems I am facing. All this because of missing that Sakshi Chaitanyam, tenth man, as tenth man. The Sakshi Chaitanyam itself, because of missing I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanya Ajnanam is the cause for the sorrow of Sakshi Chaitanyam in the form of Ahankara. In the Ahankaram, sorrow of Sakshi Chaitanyam irukka illaya? Irukka. Because Abhasa Drashta cannot exist without Sakshi Chaitanyam. So Ahankara, Abhasa Drashta is suffering, that which is unreal suffering only, but it appears real. The biopsy, nowadays for everything, biopsy they are doing. That which gives bhayam is called biopsy. Before that result is coming, this person imagines. And imagining, that disease, this disease, and not eating food, not sleeping also. But this suffering is real or not? Imagination also causing suffering or not? Why? Not knowing the result, that's why suffering. Similarly, here also, second line you see, drishyeshu tadvat eva ayam mudaha lokaha nacha anyatha. Same way, the entire drishya prapancham is just because of me, it is appearing, it is manifesting. There is no external world at all. These are all only appearance. I am only illumining everything. This mudaha is not knowing. Therefore, ahankara cannot be myself. அஹங்கார ந ஆத்மா திருஷ்யத்வாது கடவத்துன்னு சொல்ல வேண்டாமோ? அப்படி சொல்லாமலே அஹம் அஹங்காரா அலோன், விச் இஸ் நாட் அட் ஆல் ரியல், விச் அஹங்கார இஸ் சஸ்டெய்னிங், கண்டினியூயிங், என் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் மீ தி சாட்சி சைதன்யம், அறியாமல், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். So our sorrow is because of ignorance. Every one of us have this Sakshi Chaitanya Atma Anubhava, every one of us having now also. Because Ahankara is functioning, behind that Ahankara Sakshi Chaitanya is there or not? It is there. So Sakshi Chaitanya Anubhava is there or not? It is there. Then why you are suffering? Anna? Sakshi Chaitanya Ajnanam is there. Anubhava is there, but Ajnanam is not allowing us to claim that. None of us missing the experience of Sakshi Chaitanyam or Atma. Atma Anubhava all the time we are having, including in sleep. Atma Anubhava is self-evident, ever-evident. It cannot be changed. Ahankara Anubhava is not there in sleep, but Sakshi Chaitanyam is there. The such an evident, ever-evident, self-luminous and illumining the all non-self-luminous. The terms are all you are recollecting now. Non-self-luminous, everything is illumined by the self-luminous Sakshi Chaitanyam. Who is that Sakshi Chaitanyam? I am. Appadipatta nanu. Illumining everything and becoming black. Illumining everything. Prakashama irukka vendamo? Instead of being a prakasha swarupam, bright, always ananda swarupam, I am sad, moody, and depressed, oppressed, fear, all sorts of negative thoughts are coming galore. Devayan, how unfortunate we are. Being Sakshi Chaitanyam, missing that I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. Being Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am not noticing it. Remove that ignorance. Disown Ahankara, own up Sakshi Chaitanyam. Disown Abhasa Drashta, claim Drashta number one. Aham Sakshi Chaitanyam Asmi. Just as that Apta Purushaha came and told that person, you are Dashamaha. Similarly, Vedanta Guru has to come. Don't cry. You don't have prarabdha at all. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na mantra, na tirtham, na veda, na yajna. You are the Satchidananda Swarupam. When Guru comes and tells, Sishya has to roar like a lion, Jagarjana. Sishya should roar like a lion. Yes, Guru, I am Brahman because of your blessing, because of your teaching. I have got this knowledge. There is no doubt. Ani sollanum. If you say like that, Guru is so happy. Guru is so happy. There is no sorrow at all. Sorrow is also a drama manifesting in my ahankara role. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Next shloka, number 4.
Tvam kuru tvam tadeveti pratyaya veka kalikau ekanidau katham syatam viruddhau nyayato vadam.
There is a question raised by a student. Veda Purva and Veda Anta, both of them are contradictorily talking about. One part of Veda says you are Karta, another part of Veda says you are Akarta. You are Karta, may you do this. Just now we have completed that Mundakopanishad. Tadeva satyam karmani kavayaha vadanti tani acharatha. May you perform this ritual. And another part of Veda says you are akarta. How can one person be the karta, the doer? And how one can be the same person be the akarta, non-doer? Both are contradictory. In one person, kartrutvam and akartrutvam cannot coexist. It is impossible. How is it possible? That question is raised in this shloka. Tvam kuru. Upanishad says, tvam kuru. Just now we have completed that mantra. Tvani acharatha. Tvam kuru. This is the grace of Lord. See how beautifully you can. I need not go for any other mantra. Mundakopanishad, second section, first chapter, first mantra. Tani acharatha, tvam kuru. Then another Upanishad says, tvam tadeva. You are that. Tatu tvam asi. You are that. What it says, tatu tvam asi. You are akarta, atma. You are non-doer, non-performer. You are not doing anything. You are akarta, abhokta. So we are akartra atma. Iti. Why Upanishad says that way? Why Veda Purva says like this? Pratyayau. Ekakalikau. At the same time, how is it possible? I am karta and akarta. Two things are possible when See, suppose I say I am fat at one particular time, I am thin another particular time. So if by doing a treadmill or walking, I can reduce my weight, I am thin also, I am fat also. Last month I was fat, this month I am thin. So one and the same person can be fat also, thin also. The last month and this month. So time duration, there is a difference. Bhinna kale eka purushaha, one person can be thin also, fat also. It is possible. That is possible. But here, same person, one and the same person, eka needau katham syatam, eka kalikau eka needau. One, at the same time, at the same place, eka needau, how they can coexist, kartrutvam, akartrutvam, how they can coexist. I am akarta. If I am akarta, I cannot be the karta. If I am a karta, I cannot be akarta. How they can coexist? Eka needo katham syata. How they are able to exist, coexist? Because he gives the reason. Viruddhau. Pratyayau viruddhau. Those attributes, kartrutvam and akartrutvam, both attributes are opposite, diagonally opposite. They cannot coexist in one and the same person. How is it possible? This is the question. For that, Acharya is answering in the next shloka. Nyayataha vada. How is it logical? Nyayataha vada. How is it be logical? Purva Mimamsakas, they say, yavat jivam agnihotram juhuyat. One has to perform agnihotram lifelong. The one who performs karma is a karta. Whoever performs karma, he must have karma phalam. Karma phalam is because of karma, karma is because of karta. So karta, karma, karma phalam go together. Shastra says akarta, there is no karma phalam, there is no karma at all, there is no punya, papa, you are atma swarupam. Therefore you have to understand it properly. When you have this deha abhimana, ajnana, at that time you are a karta. When you transcend the body mind complex, when you understand you are seer number one, there is no kartrutvam. There is no necessity of doing any karma. Necessity of doing karma means you don't require any karma. Because you have understood you are atma swarupam. Nothing is there to accomplish. You have understood you are purnaha. Therefore there is no interest in doing any karma rituals to get either punya phalam or any other phalam. Other phalam means mixture. Look into the mantra. Tvam kuru, tvam tadeva. You are Brahman, it is said. Pratyayau, ekakalikau, at the same time, at the same place. Eka needau, one adhikarane. Eka needau means in one adhikaranam, in one person. Katham syatam viruddhau pratyayau. Nyayataha vada. Please tell me, how is it logical, how is it possible? Next shloka, he gives the answer. Shloka number 5. Dehabhimanino dukkham, na dehasya swabhavatah. Swapavat tat prahanaya tattva mityuchyate drishehe. Dehabhimaninaha dukkham bhavati. You have to supply bhavati. those who are having dehabhimana identity with the physical body, subtle body, dehabhimananaha dukkham bhavati. Adehasya svabhavataha, svabhavataha adehasya na, adehasya means sakshinaha, atmanaha. Originally, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, Drashta number one, seer number one, doesn't have svabhavataha adehaha. There is no body at all for Atma Chaitanyam. Sakshi Chaitanyam doesn't have body at all, really speaking. Deha belongs to Vyavaharika Satyam. Adeha Sakshi belongs to Paramarthika Satyam. How they can have a relation? Even though Sakshi Chaitanyam illumines the body-mind complex and manifests that Ahankara comes, that is also Vyavaharika Satyam. How can a boy marry a dream girl? He cannot marry. Why? That is Prativasika Satyam, dream. So Vyavaharika Pratibhasika cannot have interaction. Similarly, Sakshi Chaitanyam, Paramarthika Chaitanyam, this Deha belongs to Vyavaharika Chaitanyam, they cannot come across. Impossible. Adehasya Svabhavataha. Originally, basically, by nature, Atma Sakshinaha Adehasya Sakshinaha, the one who is free from body. Dukkham Nabhavati. You have to supply Dukkham Nabhavati. There is no Dukkha at all. Because once you do karma, it can give Punya Phalam also, it can give Papa Phalam also. That Phalam gives again Dukkha, pleasure and pain. So once you have Dehabhimana, you do karma. Once you do karma, you get kartrutvam. The kartrutva abhimanatvat punya papa phalam bhayam. Punya niku bhayam illa, papa niku bhayam. So this type of fear is because of karma, because of kartrutvam, because of Dehabhimana. Really, you are ahankara or sakshi chaitanyam? Sakshi chaitanyam. Solrad easy, but claiming is difficult. Easy to say, easy to teach. But disowning the body, mind, ahankara, you require a tremendous analysis, inquiry. Logically, you have to think, analyze more and more. Nididhyasana pandana, non-stop. How can I be this ahankara? Never. I am illumining the ahankara, mind. Therefore, ahankara is formed. He is going to analyze that. How you have to sort out this problem? Acharya is helping us. Svabhavataha aham adehaha sakshi aham adehasya svabhavataha adehasya dukkham na bhavati. There is no dukkha at all. How is it possible if you ask, go to the second line. Svapavat. In sleep, tell me, where is your dukkha? In waking state only you have dukkha. If you have dukkha, you are all suffering, suffering, suffering. If you say, that suffering must be there in sleep also. There is no suffering. There is no 500 rupee note problem. There is no 1000 rupee note problem. There is no ATM closed problem. All are not there. Bank closed problem is not there in deep sleep. Why they are not there? In deep sleep, there is no Dehabhimana. Deham is there. Having Deha is not the problem. Having Deha is not the problem. You can have body. But body Abhimana is the problem. Just as in deep sleep, Abhimana is not there, Dukkham is not there. Therefore, Deha is not the cause for Dukkha. In deep sleep, Deha is there or not? அப்படியே இருக்கு, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ், இட் இஸ் தேர், பட் இட் இஸ் நாட் கிவிங் எனி ப்ராப்ளம். ஹாப்பிலி ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் யூ ஆர் ஆனந்தமா தூங்கிட்டு இருக்காரு, யூ ஆர் இன் ஹாப்பி கண்டிஷன் தேர். சோ வாட் இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் அபிமான, வாட் இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் சாரோ? ஓன்லி ஐடென்டிபிகேஷன். In sleep there is no identification with the body, therefore no sorrow. In waking state there is identification with the body, there is sorrow. So shall I sleep all the time? Is it possible? Unfortunately it is not possible. You have to wake up. Then intelligent person does, let me do that disidentification of the body just as I do in the sleep, I do in waking also. How is it possible? It is possible. For all jnanis it is possible. Why not me? For me also it is possible. How is it possible? Svapavat tat prahanaya. Tat means tat ahankara. Ahankara prahanaya. Just as in sleep there is no ahankara, therefore there is no deha abhimana. Ahankara awakened, abhimana awakened. Abhimana comes, deha abhimana comes. So abhimana deha abhimana mamakara. Ahamidam mamedam naisargikoyam loka vyavaharaha. So this is mine, I belong to them, they belong to me. This idea is there in deep sleep? It is not there. Maintain that same, I am not belong to anyone, none of them belong to me really. I am there or not there in sleep? I am there as Sakshi Chaitanyam. So Sakshi Chaitanyam doesn't have any identity. Now you are Sakshi Chaitanyam or Ahankara. Since you are Sakshi Chaitanyam, in waking state also, you cannot have association with anyone. Absence of Ahankara, absence of sorrow. Here also, false way ahankara, disown ahankara, understand you are Sakshi Chaitanyam, there is no sorrow. Since you identify with the body, mind complex and its relations, you use them, but don't identify them. You are wearing dress, you should not become one with the dress. If you become one with the dress, tomorrow you don't want to change this, you don't want to leave it. But you have to leave it. One day or other, it will become old. Similarly, body, mind, complex, everything. Whatever is mind, it is losable. All losables, be ready to lose. Otherwise, you are a loser. Readiness to lose all losables. What are the losables? What are all arrived in time? They are all losables. When you are waking, ahankara arrived. Therefore, losable. When? In sleep. Therefore, it is not real. What are all losables are not real. All losables came in time, go in time. Therefore, make use of them. Samatha, say goodbye before they are leaving. Before they are leaving, say thanks, goodbye. So prahanaya, to remove that ahankara, prahana means to destroy, to remove, to eliminate. Physically you cannot destroy. Why? Because ahankara is always with chitta. Chitta and mind put together, chidabhasa. Therefore, intellectually, to eliminate that ahankara, how to eliminate this pot? Breaking? I have to break this pot to eliminate this pot. I hold this pot and say, there is no pot. You all, by seeing the pot, you all can say, there is no pot. How we did that? Without breaking. And after saying there is no pot and making use of pot. Tomorrow class also I can use the same pot. If I break this part, how can I use it? Similarly, make use of ahankara. make use of ahankara, don't destroy the ahankara. I need not destroy ahankara. What I have to do? Prahanaya. You have to falsify. Without that, breaking the pot, pot is intact. Similarly, ahankara is intact without destroying. On the other hand, because of ahankara only, I can claim aham brahmasmi. By keeping pot only, I can say pot is false. Tomorrow, how can I say pot is false without pot? To say pot is false, I need pot. To say ahankara is false, what I need? Ahankara. Then how to falsify? Tattvamasi. Tat Atma Brahma Tvamasi. Sakshi Chaitanyam Drashta number one, you are. You are giving enlivening, you are giving sentiency to this body-mind complex. இது ஞாபகம் இருக்கணும் எப்பவுமே, ஆல் த டைம் பேக் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், சாப்பாசா மாதிரி ஆல்வேஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். தத் த்வம் அசி இதி உச்சதே த்ரிஷேஹே. பை நெகேட்டிங் அகங்கார ஐ ஆம் சாட்சி. தத் த்வம் அசி மகாவாக்கிய இஸ் கிவன் பை த உபனிஷத் ஃபார் தட் பர்பஸ் ஓன்லி, ஃபார் த ரிமூவல் ஆர் ஃபார் த ஃபால்சிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் ahankara only. That is why give up this ahankara first of all. Why teacher is asking? Give up your ahankara. Na vidamate vidamate na gnanam varadu vidu ahankara vidu na. That pride if you give up, this false ahankara you can give up easily. That's why we have to give up that ahankara. I am. If I am a karta, deha abhimana will be there, I can never get moksha. That's why my moksha swarupam is nitya swarupam, just disidentify, that's all. You need not do anything. Simple, very very simple job, enna cultify. What is difficult to say there is no pot? Onnume panna vendame, or thought, just thought. And thought is enough to falsify the pot. Similarly, just one thought, ahankara drashta number two, abhasa drashta is resting upon me, living because of me, and I go to sleep, merge in me. Hadikahavvai satyatvam kuduthatte. Kalindirpene, lifelong, castile face vichindi. ப்ராப்ளமோ ப்ராப்ளமோ எங்கப்பா ப்ராப்ளம் இல்லை, ஒரு ட்ராமா இது எல்லாமே. அதுக்கதான் ஞானிக்கு சிரிப்பே வரும் இதெல்லாம் பார்க்கும்போது. பாவம், ஒரு சினிமா மாதிரி இருக்கும், அவ்வளவுதான் ஒரு சினிமா. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 6. த்ரிஷே சாயாய தாரூடம் முகச்சாயேன தர்ஷனேம் பஷ்யந்தம் ப்ரத்யயம் யோகி த்ருஷ்ட ஆத்மேதி மன்யதே. நவ் சங்கராச்சாரிய கிரிட்டிசைசிங் ஏ யோகி. யோகிஸ் ஆர் தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் சிட்டிங் இன் சமாதி. வாட் தே கன்சிடர் இன் த மைண்ட், த ரிஃப்ளெக்ட் consciousness, that ahankara chidabhasa itself they consider as sakshi. That ahankara, by seeing that ahankara, they say I have seen atma. They say, just like a person looking into the mirror, seeing his reflected face. After seeing the reflected face, I have seen my face. Na eppadi irukum, I have seen my face. And what face he has seen? Reflection only he has saw, not his face. Why? He cannot see his face. Udaharana, example he gives in the first line, look into the shloka, there is small correction. Mukachayena is there, instead of na you can write va. முகச்சாயா இவ, முகச்சாயேவ தர்ஷனே. தர்ஷனம் மீன்ஸ் மிரர். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் எ பர்சன் சீஸ் ஹிஸ் ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் ஃபேஸ் இன் த மிரர், தர்ஷனே முகச்சாயா இவ யதா ஆரூடா த்ரிஷேஹே சாயா. When you stand in front of mirror, your face reflection immediately you can see, as though it is mounting. Aruda means as though climbing. Your face is there in the mirror. You cannot say, I have seen my face. Actually, that statement, we think it is correct. You have not seen your face. You have seen the reflection of your face. Are you getting the point? What should I say? I have seen the reflection of my face. And then I say, no. But what we say? I have seen my face. Achchi vichchi madri. You are seeing the unreal face. It is not a real face. Then how to see my real face? Since you cannot see real face, that's why you are using the mirror. After seeing the reflected face in the mirror, you have to say, I am seeing the my reflected face. அப்படி தான் சொல்லணும். த்ரிஷேஹே யதா சாயா ஆரூடா. ஆரூடா மீன்ஸ் ஃபார்ம்டு. வாட் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்டு? த்ரிஷேஹே சாயா. சாயா மீன்ஸ் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன். ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் of consciousness is formed in the mind. Reflection of consciousness is formed in the mind. It is known as reflected consciousness. These yogis, seeing the reflected consciousness which is in the mind, they go to samadhi, deep samadhi, and they ahankara is there, calm ahankara. And the reflected ahanka, the reflected consciousness, seeing that reflected consciousness, they say, what? I have seen Atma. Eppo, Samadhi la. I have gone to Samadhi. I have no external world experience at all. All have gone and I am with myself. Where? Ahankara, without any other attachments, they are seeing the ahankara, reflected consciousness, and saying, what? I have seen Atma. Yes, this person says, I have seen my face. Eppadi irukku? Appadi irukkuma. Indha yogi solra Atman paathirken edhavu sonna idhe maadhiri da. Just as a person says, I have seen my face ani sonna eppadiyo, yogi is saying that I have seen Atma ani sonna sirippu varudha varliya? That is why Vedanta condemns yoga philosophy. Strong yoga practice we encourage, we practice, but we never accept yoga philosophy. You need not go to samadhi to recognize I am Sakshi Chaitanyam Drashta number one. Is it required? Now you are all going to samadhi to understand Drashta number one? You are in waking state. You are not in samadhi, you are not going to samadhi. Is it necessary to go to samadhi? Are you not Sakshi Chaitanyam now? Recognize that. That's why samadhi is ruled out in Vedanta. We never accept samadhi. Swami, need to get Atma Darshanam, I have to go to samadhi. Nee appa samadhi ki pona samadhi kattuve. Swami says, if you say like that, neenga unak samadhiye kattiduve. After listening this much, how can you say, I will go to samadhi? Look into the second line. Pashyan tam pratyayam. Tat pratyayam. Pratyayam means mind. Seeing the mind associated with consciousness. A mind associated with consciousness. Tam pratyayam. That is experiencing the mind which has this original consciousness. Original consciousness reflecting there. Seeing that reflected consciousness, he says, I have seen consciousness. I have gone to சூப்ரா கான்சியஸ் ஸ்டேட். என்ன சொல்லுவான்? சூப்ரா கான்சியஸ் ஸ்டேட் இன் சமாதி. சூப்ரா கான்சியஸ் அவனுக்கே தெரியாது. There is no supra conscious. Consciousness only there. Where is the question of supra consciousness? Turiya tita avasthata. Inda avastha podu elundukku. Turiya tita avastha. Turiyave atma. Adhukku atheesam edhukku? Turiya tita avastha not required. I am turiyam here now itself. You need not stop your ahankara. You falsify the ahankara, make use of ahankara, use ahankara to claim I am drashta number one. So drashta number two, avhasa drashta is required, reflected face is required to see original face. Reflected face I am not, I am original face. Understand? Chinna udaharana podum vedantathukku. Okay, pashyantam pratyayam yogi. What he does, drishtaha atmani manyate. I have seen atma, atma iti. Drishtaha atma. I have seen atma iti manyate. He considers that I have seen atma. What he has seen? Atma pratibimbam. Atma pratibimbam he has seen. Not atma. Atma you need not see. Why? You are Atma. You need not see Atma. Next shloka. Shloka number 7.
Tam cha moodham cha yad yanyam. Tam cha yad yanyam. Pratyayam vittino drishehem. Saeva yoginam preshtaham. நேதரஸ்யான்ன சம்சயஹ.
யோகி இஸ் எ விபரீத லட்சணம். இந்த பிருஹஸ்பதி அனு சொன்ன மாதிரி பெரிய பிருஹஸ்பதி என்ன விபரீத லட்சணம் அனுமாட்ட. யோகி ரொம்ப கிரேட் பர்சன். என்ன என்ன சொல்றான்? ஹவ் சீன் ஆத்மா, ஐ ஹவ் சீன் மை ஃபேஸ் அந்த மாதிரி இருக்கு. ஃபேஸ் பார்க்கவே முடியாது. ஹவு கேன் யூ சி ஃபேஸ்? யோகி, கிரேட் யோகி, அவர் பெரிய யோகி. என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம்? இன்சல்டிங் என்ன? சங்கராச்சாரிய இன்சல்டிங் திஸ் கிரேட் யோகி கன்சிடர்ஸ் தட் ஹி ஹஸ் சீன் ஆத்மா பை சீயிங் த திரஷ்டாபாசம். ஆபாச திரஷ்டான்னு பார்த்து ஐ ஹவ் சீன் ஆத்மான்னு சொல்றேன். ஆத்மான்னு பார்க்கவே முடியாது. பார்க்க வந்த ஆத்மா அவர் எப்படி பார்க்க முடியும்? Now he says, the people are moodhaha. They do not know. What they do not know? Yadi anyam, yat anyam, tam moodham, yaha veti, yat anyam. Whatever anyam, anyam means whatever is other than this. The pratyayam. Pratyaya means mind. Mind, it is moodham. Moodham means deluded. Mind, ahankara is always, it is made out of maya. Delusion is there. It is deluded, moodham, deluded, anyam, pratyayam, that mind which is deluded because of that only, there is raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, dukkha, sukha. All are there. Drishehena. They are not belong to drashta number one. They are not belong to drashta number one. Drishehena. Iti yaha veti. Whoever knows that. All this dukkham, sukham, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha. All emotions belong to the subtle body. Which subtle body is because of ahankara. Ahankara is false. All these are all not belong to me. Sakshi Chaitanyam Drishi. Drashta number one. They are not really belong to me. They are Vyavaharika Satyam. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, is Paramarthika Satyam. Sahayeva Yoginam Preshtaha. Priyatamaha. யோகி நாம் எமாங் தீஸ் யோகிஸ், தீஸ் யோகிஸ் ஆர் நாட் ரியல் யோகிஸ், தீஸ் பர்சன் ஓன்லி சம்யக் தர்ஷி பிரேஷ்டாக ரியல் யோகி. லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் அ ரியல் யோகி, யோகேஸ்வர கிருஷ்ணா. பிரேஷ்டாக மீன்ஸ் பிரியதமா சம்யக் தர்ஷி ந இதரா, நாட் அதர் பர்சன், ஓன்லி திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் கிரேட் ஜானி ஹூ ரிகக்னைஸ் ஐ ஆம் திரஷ்டா நம்பர் ஒன் சாட்சி சைதன்யம். நாட் திஸ் மைண்ட் அஹங்காரா திதாபாசா ஹூச் ஹேஸ் காட் லாட் ஆஃப் இமோஷனல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், அப்செட் செட்டப், எல்லா ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். ஐ ஆம் த சாட்சி ஆஃப் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம், நன் ஆஃப் தெம் பிலாங் டு மீ, டச் மீ நாட். சம்சயா, தெர் இஸ் நோ டவுட் இன் திஸ். இன் தட் சம்யக் ஜானம் ஒன்ஸ் இட் கம்ஸ் தெர் இஸ் நோ டவுட். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவ வசிஷ்யதே. சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.